This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All this week, we're going to be talking about Bitcoin. The cryptocurrency's price has soared. Banks and governments are starting to pay attention and talk regulation of the digital cash. We plan to talk about everything from how to make it to who is holding it. But first, what the heck is Bitcoin? We got a listener question on the subject for our regular Techsplainer segment, and we put it to our friend at Harvard, Jonathan Zittrain. Professor, how are you?
Very well, Ben.
Brad Miller wants to know, what is Bitcoin and how can I make $1 million off of them?
Yes, it's the Get Rich Quick segment of Techsplainer. Bitcoin is itself a collective hallucination, as it turns out most currencies are, in which there is agreement that the units of currency will have some form of value. And the neat thing about Bitcoin is that there is a record as to who possesses it. And the only thing we need to make Bitcoin's kind of work at the fundamental level is a mechanism for me to be able to advertise in a way that nobody else can, that I, in fact, have pushed the Bitcoin to someone else.
It's kind of the closest thing to cash that exists as a virtual currency in the digital world.
The only major difference between cash and Bitcoin, well, there's probably two. Here's one of them. With Bitcoin, it's less about an object and more about how do you assure that I have the most recent instance of that object? And the answer is a network that records transactions, so-called chains.
So maybe not as trace resistant as many assume.
No, I think that's right. And I think that what the other big difference from cash is that there's no way to arbitrarily increase the number of Bitcoins the way that a government can print more money.
So if I think of Bitcoin as strings and numbers with unique identifiers made by computers, how do you make more of them?
Well, there is a process in the protocol by which additional Bitcoins can be hatched through the solution of agreed upon, arbitrary, really difficult problems.
Okay, so let's just talk briefly about the second half of the question, which is how can I make $1 million off of Bitcoin?
I can think of two ways to do it. One is to buy low and sell high. And the other is to sell high and buy low. I suppose a wild card might be is one betting that there isn't some flaw in the technology that could allow for the compromise of the entire Bitcoin system. And I got to say, my guess is more traditional banks will stop hating it and learn to love it and become the trusted intermediaries for moving Bitcoins around. And at that point, the currency will have come into its own.
Jonathan Zittrain, co-director of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, and the man helping us with Techsplainer. Jonathan Zittrain, thank you very much.
A pleasure, Ben.